Since Damien is in exceptional shape, and since I'm not exactly trying hard to get away, he catches me easily enough. He tugs me to a stop, then scoops me into his arms. I kick and squirm a little just for form, but there's no denying that I am a very willing captive. I keep my arms hooked around his neck as he carries me up the path and then surprises me by veering off onto the newly constructed tennis court. There is a plush lounge chair on the sidelines, which I have recently realized he put there so that I would have a place to sit and watch him practice. That's not all it's good for, though, especially as it is as wide as a twin bed and at least as comfortable. Damien, I protest as he pulls my sweater over my head. It's broad daylight. I don't add that there is still a chill in the air. The temperature may be in the 60s, but right at this moment my skin is so heated that I could be naked in Antarctica and not even notice. So it is. He doesn't even slow down, however. Instead, he reaches for the button on my pants. He unfastens it, then eases the zipper down. He tugs the capris down over my hips, then moves lower until he reaches my feet, still bare from our walk on the beach. He brushes a finger over the arch of my foot, making me squirm. Then he pulls the pants fully off, leaving me in only a bra and my very tiny panties. Damien's eyes skim over me, the heat in his gaze affecting me as potently as if his hands were skimming over me. I feel my body go soft and wet, and when his focus turns to my crotch, I moan softly in anticipation of his touch. Slowly, he peels me out of my underthings until I am naked on the lounge chair and burning under Damien's gaze. Beautiful, he murmurs, and I feel the warm current of a blush as it creeps up my skin. Slowly, he traces his fingers over my body, up my shin, over my thigh, then along the soft skin of my inner thigh. He moves with casual ease over the scars that once embarrassed me, but that I rarely think about now with Damien. And then his hands are traveling up, over my belly, up my rib cage. He slows at my breasts, using the tip of his finger to stroke and tease before lightly pinching my nipple and sending a shock of pleasure through me that is so sweetly profound it makes me arch up. But whether that is because the sensation is too intense to endure, or because I am trying to make it last even longer, I do not know.